Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHTB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, wishing all of you and yours a Merry Christmas. I decided to do a special show. I put something together this week that is really based upon the history of Christmas carols. I thought this would be a neat way to celebrate as a community the history of Christmas carols. When we look back at what a Christmas carol truly is, it's a song that's passed down from generation to generation, telling a story. And that's exactly what I interviewed Jordan Whitecoe about. Jordan Whitecoe is the multimedia content manager for the Catholic Accent, and he talked to Bishop Larry Kulik about this very thing. So we're going to listen in now and enjoy some history of Christmas carols.
Hi, I'm Jordan Whitecoe. I'm the Multimedia Content Manager for the Catholic Accent. The Catholic Accent was founded by Bishop William G. Kinnaird, the second bishop of the diocese. The first issue was published on June 1, 1961. Today, a quarterly newspaper is mailed directly to the homes of 44,000 parishioners in the four counties of the Diocese of Greensburg: Armstrong, Fayette, Indiana, and Westmoreland. But it is also a digital news site which you can visit at theaccentonline.org. There you will also find a link to the Catholic Accent TV show, which airs on Sundays on WPXI, Channel 11. For more than 50 years, the newspaper has won multiple awards for excellence in reporting in the Catholic media. And over the last 6 years, the multimedia Catholic Accent has been honored by the Catholic Media Association, Telly Awards, and Communicator Awards for excellence in new evangelization. We also won an award in conjunction with WHJB Radio for excellence in radio broadcasting for a show on which we collaborated about the symbols of Christmas. I also work on the Catholic Accent podcast, which you should take some time to listen to. That link can be found at theaccentonline.org. One of my favorite projects this year was editing a story for the TV show about the history of Christmas carols. I interview our current bishop, Bishop Larry J. Kulik, and worked with my team member, Sarah Hartner, to create this story. I want to send a shout out to Tom Octave, director of sacred music at the diocese, who actually recorded one of the songs you will hear in this piece. I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas and enjoy the history of Christmas carols.
Many traditional Christmas carols are special because they're a way of telling the story of the birth of Christ, and many others carry important messages through the ages.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
One of the great traditions of the Christmas season is Christmas carols. Who can't remember as a young child learning different carols and singing those carols, whether you were in the car, whether you were walking up or down the street, whether you were entering the home, maybe even as you were decorating.
More fall on your knees.
If you notice, in the traditional Christmas carols, they contain a tremendous amount of theology rooted in the scriptures. Think about some of those carols. They tell us about the birth of the Savior.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, heaven and nature sing, heaven. And nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy.
The other dimensions of so many of the carols is when we see people in particular carols acting in very pious and devotional ways. I think of, for instance, the story of the little drummer boy. Certainly not something that's scriptural, but his act of love is rooted in what we are called to do as Christians: adore Christ and to give unselfishly. One of the things that also is a tradition has been caroling at Christmas time. Many times groups, young and old, will go out and sing Christmas carols and visit from home to home. This is a part of many different traditions around the world.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Particularly the Eastern European tradition, those carols had a very agrarian or pastoral dimension to them. In many of the Eastern European traditions, the history goes back that the shepherds would sing carols, and so many of them have pastoral implications of tending the flock, because Christ is the good shepherd who came at Christmas taking on flesh to be the shepherd of the flock. And so our Christmas carols are really rooted in Scripture and in the church's tradition and the Christmas message. And as we sing those carols, many of which are also incorporated into the liturgy of the church at this time of the year, let's listen to those words carefully, because they convey to us the very words of sacred Scripture. They convey to us the message of Christmas, which is the story of our salvation.
Beautiful piece put together by the Catholic Accent. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. We have a special show today about the history of Christmas carols.
Hi, I'm Jordan Wyko. I'm the Multimedia Content Manager for the Catholic Accent. The Catholic Accent was founded by Bishop William G. Kinnear, the second bishop of the diocese. The first issue was published on June 1, 1961. Today, a quarterly newspaper is mailed directly to the homes of 44,000 parishioners in the four counties of the Diocese of Greensburg, Armstrong, Fayette, Indiana, and Westmoreland. But it is also a digital news site, which you can visit at theaccentonline.org. There you will also find a link to the Catholic Accent TV show, which airs on Sundays on WPXI, Channel 11. For more than 50 years, the newspaper has won multiple awards for excellence in reporting in the Catholic media. And over the last 6 years, the Multimedia Catholic Accent has been honored by the Catholic Media Association Telly Awards, and Communicator Awards for Excellence in New Evangelization. We also won an award in conjunction with WHJB Radio for Excellence in Radio Broadcasting for a show on which we collaborated about the symbols of Christmas. I also work on the Catholic Accent podcast, which you should take some time to listen to. That link can be found at theaccentonline.org. One of my favorite projects this year was editing a story for the TV show about the history of Christmas carols. I interview our current bishop, Bishop Larry J. Kulik, and worked with my team member, Sarah Hartner, to create this story. I want to send a shout out to Tom Octave, director of sacred music at the diocese, who actually recorded one of the songs you will hear in this piece. I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas and enjoy the history of Christmas carols.
Many traditional Christmas carols are special because they're a way of telling the story of the birth of Christ, and many others carry important messages through the ages.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
One of the great traditions of the Christmas season is Christmas carols. Who can't remember as a young child learning different carols and singing those carols, whether you were in the car, whether you were walking up or down the street, whether you were entering the home, maybe even as you were decorating. If you notice, in the traditional Christmas carols, they contain a tremendous amount of theology rooted in the scriptures. Think about some of those carols. They tell us about the birth of the Savior.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy.
One of the other dimensions of so many of the carols is when we see people, in particular carols, acting in very pious and devotional ways. I think of, for instance, the story of the little drummer boy. Certainly not something that's scriptural, but his act of love is rooted in what we are called to do as Christians: adore Christ and to give unselfishly. One of the things that also is a tradition has been caroling at Christmas time. Many times groups, young and old, will go out and sing Christmas carols and visit from home to home. This is a part of many different traditions around the world.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep.
In particularly the Eastern European tradition, those carols had a very agrarian or pastoral dimension to them. In many of the Eastern European traditions, the history goes back that the shepherds would sing carols, and so many of them have pastoral implications of tending the flock, because Christ is the good shepherd who came at Christmas taking on flesh to be the shepherd of the flock. And so our Christmas carols are really rooted in Scripture and in the church's tradition and the Christmas message. And as we sing those carols, many of which are also incorporated into the liturgy of the church at this time of the year, let's listen to those words carefully, because they convey to us the very words of sacred Scripture. They convey to us the message of Christmas, which is the story of our salvation.
Thanks for listening to Westmoreland. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy.